podcast is brought to you by the Wharton Global Youth Program.
Hello, and welcome to Future of the Business World. I'm Diana Drake with the Wharton Global Youth Program at the Wharton School, University of Pennsylvania. Each month on Future of the Business World, we meet an inspiring young entrepreneur who is mixing up passion, grit, and curiosity to start something new in this world. Today's guest is an ideal fit for the month of April, known in different parts of the world as Financial Literacy Month. Less than a week ago, Mojmír Zálešák published an article in the Czech Republic edition of Forbes magazine about the level of financial literacy in Czechia, his home country located in Central Europe. We knew about Mojmír's love of finance long before he hit the magazine stands. A year ago, his high school team Nový Porg competed in our Wharton Global High School Investment Competition Global Finale, traveling to the Wharton School in April 2023 to compete against 9 other finalist teams. Nový Porg ended up winning 3rd place in the global competition. That victory opened up lots of opportunities for Mojmír and his teammates, including a spot for him in the Czech Forbes 30 Under 30 list. Mojmír, welcome to Future of the Business World.
Hi, thanks for having me.
All right, so here we are a year later, and we're preparing for a whole new cohort of investment competition finalists to visit campus in a few weeks. You've mentioned that the Wharton Global High School Investment Competition changed your life. I'd love to know how. In what ways has our investment competition been transformative for you and for your teammates in Prague?
Yeah, so kind of a funny story is that the Wharton Investment Competition is actually how I started with investing, because the competition introduced me to the world of finance and investing, and with its interactive nature, it also allowed me to gradually fall in love with it. And I've competed ever since. So that was since, I think, like 2019, when I first started competing. And some of the like biggest takeaways me and my teammates took away from all the years we've competed is that investing in general is just not purely about the numbers and the fundamentals and the DCF models and so on, but it's also about kind of tying it with macroeconomic trends and that influence the individual sectors and the financial space as a whole, and therefore also influence our investment strategies. And also, as part of this kind of competition journey, we realize it is essential to kind of build the right group of people around you that can allow you to grow not only as a person, but also as a investor or in a professional way.
Have you had specific opportunities unfold in the past year?
Yeah, definitely. Like when we came back in April after winning the 3rd place, we got a lot of media attention. A lot of local outlets started writing about us, and people and institutions started noticing us. And actually, a well-known investment bank, JNT, here in the Czech Republic, they noticed us and they offered us a summer internship, which is something they haven't done in the past. So it was unique in this matter, but it was an amazing free week-long program where we got to visit different parts of the bank, ranging from stock trading to bond trading and private equity, and where we kind of got to speak with all the top experts from the field and also received some tasks for completion. And so this was a great and enriching experience that not only kind of like opened our eyes, because before that we only thought about stocks, but when we came out of GND, we realized, oh, there are all these other financial instruments that we can use. And we also started sharing that with our members in our investment society. And after the internship and the completion of the assigned tasks, I think they quite enjoyed our company and I think liked our work. So we were offered a chance to open our own retail fund called JNT Next Gen that opened this January, actually, and where we serve on the advisory board and come up with all the different investment ideas. And I think that's probably the biggest kind of experience, as we have the chance to work alongside one of the best portfolio managers here in Czechia, Michal Samotan. And we also get to apply all the knowledge that we've gained through our investment society and your competition in practice at higher volumes. And I think that's the greatest piece of experience currently.
Wow, that is amazing. So tell me how this Next Gen Fund actually works. Are you selecting investments? I mean, how are you going about it?
Yeah, so me and the four other guys, Jonas, Philip, Herbert, and Jan, who competed with me in the Wharton competition, we serve on the advisory board. So with Michal Samotan being the portfolio manager. So he has like the veto power. However, we, like the six of us together, come up with the individual investment theses and ideas. So usually we kind of separate individual sectors between us and kind of see through interesting companies that could fit into the strategy of the fund, which is rather more risk prone and focused on modern technology, and also tying it with alternative data like patents, government contracts, and so on. And then we just present. Basically, it's the same process like in a competition. When you come across an interesting stock, you prepare a simple presentation, a pitch, then you pitch it to the other guy, say, well, I think there's an opportunity here. Then you delve into the company more, see whether there's some kind of upside, whether you see potential in it. And then basically we all together decide whether it is a fit for us or not, or no. So as of this moment, like every vote has an equal weight among the six of us. However, Michal, as the portfolio manager, if we came up with a silly idea, he has the veto power. So he's there to kind of guide us through the entire process, and he serves as our mentor.
It sounds like you are definitely using your quantitative and qualitative analytic skills. Is that right?
Yeah, it definitely is a combination of both, tying it with the macro trends and also some of the alternative data we find.
Wow, what an excellent follow-on from the competition. So I heard before you mentioned we bring it back to our investment society. So can you tell me more about the Novi Porg Investment Society? That's right at your school.
It's an investment club that was started by Otakar Kozinek. He's actually one of your students at Wharton right now in 2019. And I was one of the first members to join. And he eventually kind of gave me the leadership position when he was leaving. And what's important to mention is that the Novi Porg Investment Society, or in short, we can say NPIS, is under the umbrella of a larger club called Econet, which I lead as well, and was started by Otakar as well. So I took over that as well. And it's an economic and financially oriented club organization that kind of seeks to increase financial literacy among the youth here in Czechia. And we have different ways we do that. We have currently over 140 members. And apart from the investment society, where we compete in your competition, teach you the basics of stocks, bond, and option analysis, write reports, and our monthly newsletter, The Raging Bull. But we also then engage in writing and publishing economically and financially oriented articles in local media like Forbes and other well-known media outlets here in Czechia, and also organize debates with exclusive hosts that attracted over 140,000 viewers since we started. I think that has been pretty effective. And also what we kind of started doing as of late is we started engaging in international collaborations, which was made possible again because of our experience with Wharton Investment Competition, where we made some friends at the finale, global finale. And so we now are in partnership with the Jefferson High School, who are the last year's winners, and where we kind of combine our European and American perspectives to analyze prospective stocks. And then we publish reports together, or we'll publish our first report together, hopefully in May or June. And that, I think, might be interesting for some people.
Excellent. So a really fruitful collaboration there with the US team. That's great. All right. So your recent Forbes article, which I mentioned in the beginning, suggests you've also become somewhat of a financial literacy champion. And you just mentioned that. You talk about the accessibility of investing for young people in the article. And it also highlights a quote from famous investor Warren Buffett, quote, "If you don't find a way to earn money while you sleep, you'll work until you die," unquote. So what do you hope other teens might take away from your article? Do you want to inspire more young investors?
Yeah, when I was writing the article, I think the main aim, or my main aim, was to simply encourage more young people to take up interest in investing, because I think it's still a problem here in Czechia, especially because of the educational system here, which is something I'm also kind of speaking about publicly in different media outlets, that I think there needs some changes need to be applied, even though I think it has gone better in recent years, but still financial literacy is not really present. And I just wanted to show people that it's not as daunting as it may seem, because of all the immense resources in today's digital world, which on one hand may feel a little overwhelming or seem a little overwhelming, but on the other, it makes it a whole lot easier to start. And in addition to that, I also wanted to kind of emphasize that it's important, or I would say even essential, to start at an early age to kind of take advantage of the compounding effect, and also instill these kind of financial habits that will help you in the future, and that will kind of allow you to take care of your future self and your future well-being. So those were my main aims with the article.
You have immersed yourself in this world since 2019. It's amazing to hear. I'm curious just what aspect of investing in the stock markets you have found most challenging.
I think especially my friends in the society would agree that I think in recent years, but probably in the entire history of the stock market, it's been the most challenging aspect of it was predicting the future. Because as we've seen in the last couple of years, there's a high sense of irrationality in the markets, I would say, or certain behavior that we've never seen before. And then coming up with functioning long-term strategies is more challenging than ever. And even like with today's advanced technology, that's, we can see that even like AI models, they cannot really comprehend some of the logic of the markets, and they don't really function long in the long term. So that really just shows how difficult it is to read today's market. And I think that's the most challenging aspect.
All right, let's switch for a moment to talk about Moimir the entrepreneur. You are the co-founder of Sportigy Futures and Terramite. Tell us more about these startups and how they relate to other areas of your life.
Okay, so let's start with Sportigy Futures. It's a agency or a company that I and three other people started a little over 1.5 years ago. The story behind it, I think, is rather interesting, is that in the summer of 2022, I decided to go to the Harvard Secondary School program for 2 months, where I kind of took a class that was called IP Law and Startups, or Focus on Startups. And we had a task to come up with our own startup, basically. And before I went to the US, I had a discussion with my squash coach about like how sport opens up many doors in the US, especially at prestigious universities, because what's so special about the American system is that they really support athletes and they encourage sports, which is, I think, really unique. And it really kind of makes the entire process much easier, especially for international students. So I was looking for all 40 options we had here in Europe and Czechia, and I couldn't really find any good ones. So I had, well, there's a hole in the market. We can fill it, right? So I kind of took the task at Harvard as a test trial. So I came up with the idea and pitched it to my classmates and to the professor. They had some feedback, but they, I think, liked the idea. So when I came back a month later, the agency has launched. And so that's the story behind it. And basically our mission is to help as many talented student athletes as possible to achieve their American dreams and study at prestigious US universities under scholarship programs. And we also kind of want to motivate more people to go to the US as well, and to kind of show them that there are different possibilities that can be done, because many people here are scared of the costs or the distance or the environment as a whole. So we're just trying to familiarize that for them and kind of show them there are different resolutions to this and that it can be done. So that's Sportigy Futures. And the other project I launched during COVID with my close friend, Patrick Čermák, he's my classmate, is that during COVID, we really got kind of interested in blockchain technology, not like cryptocurrencies specifically, but really like the technology behind it and how it works. And we find it really intriguing. And we believe to this day that it has many many applications in today's world. But when we kind of started diving into this space, we realized there were two problems. The first one was that most people didn't really understand blockchain technology and what it was, and they had false impressions of cryptocurrencies. And the other one is that there's distrust in the system because of all the scams that happened, because the entire market is unregulated. And so we decided to come up with an initiative called Terramite that would serve both as an educational project, but also provide our users with the ability to try basic crypto functionalities hands-on. And we co-programmed a platform for that allowed them to try all of these functions risk-free, basically, because all the tokens were, they had no value, they were fake, and they were just sent to them when they registered, and they just could play around with it through our platform and familiarize themselves with the environment. And we also competed with the projects in a Kickstarter where we won third place, and we received $25,000 for it to launch it and to kind of build the platform, which was successful in the end. And so now the project is running, but there have been some struggles, especially with introducing the main idea behind it to people, because they do not trust the entire system, they do not trust us. They do not believe when we say to them it's risk-free, really it's just a trial platform, it's a fake crypto exchange, we won't take your money, we'll just send you fake tokens and play around with them, it's hard for them to comprehend. They just think we're somehow trying to take their money. So that's been a challenge we have to overcome, but I think it has worked.
You have such a diversity of interests. I'm wondering, where is the intersection? Have you experienced the power of communication and collaboration? How do we bring together your interest in investing and your entrepreneurial endeavors?
Yeah. So when I was kind of building my portfolio of activities over the years, I've never really had a set plan, I would say. I just always did whatever, or I engaged in activities that made sense to me and that I saw potential in. So when I was interested in investing and in increasing the financial literacy, I first joined and then led Econet and NPIS. And also because of my kind of newly found interest in the financial world, I started, for instance, learning about crypto and the blockchain, which led me to starting a project with Patrick, the Terramite. And then when I was kind of researching all kind of the possible ways I could apply to US universities, because I played squash competitively for 7 years. So I wanted to try to get there through sports as well. So I started researching on the topic and realized there's a hole in the market here in Czech Republic. So that led me to Sportigy Futures. And it kind of tied both of this financial world with this business world and entrepreneurial world. And so I think, even though it may not really seem like that on paper, the intersection has always been there. It has been the intersection between my passion for finance and investing, helping others in achieving their dreams, and as well as expanding my own horizons and learning new things.
Yes, of course. And of course, innovation, right? That brings it all together. You were telling me that you have exams coming up and you're about to finish your high school career. What's next for you?
Well, I hope to go to a university, hopefully. So right now I have options to go to Italy, the UK, or the US. But I'm still waiting for some decisions in the US. I've been waitlisted to Wharton and UChicago. So I'm waiting for the decisions to come. But luckily, I have other options, other great options as well. So I hope to go study abroad, gain some experience there, and then we'll see what happens next. And of course, while I'm at the university, I would also like to continue to engage in and grow the projects I've started and that we've talked about, and maybe even expand them internationally. We'll see how that goes. That's in the plans for next year, especially with Econet and NPIS. And I believe I will be able to do so, even though I will be out of the country, because I've built a really great team around me here in Czechia, and I think we'll be able to do it. And so, but we'll see. Time will tell.
All right, let's end with our lightning round. Please answer these questions as quickly as you can. Your all-time favorite investment? and why?
Ooh. I would say this may come as a surprise, but I would say Lantos Holdings. And it's actually a bad investment, or not bad investment, but it taught me a lesson because it dropped by like more than 30% during one trading session. So it taught me a lot about like crisis management and controlling my emotions in intense moments, which I value probably the most. So it wasn't like my best investment, but it definitely taught me the most.
You told Forbes magazine that you hoped at one point in your life when you were younger to someday be a chef. What is your favorite meal to cook?
Well, I would say probably some surf and turf. I like to cook steak with gumbo shrimps and rice. Probably my favorite.
A podcast, book, or movie you recently enjoyed that you want to share?
There's a lot, but probably the movie that comes to my mind is The Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind with Jim Carrey. Or I recently seen The Spaceman with Adam Sandler, and I think that's a pretty good existential movie, and it actually has a Czech background, so found that interesting.
What is something that you hope to learn that you don't yet know?
At the moment, I think I'm working on learning more about option trading because that's a new kind of space for me. And I would like to understand that a whole lot more in the future. So probably that.
Something about you that would totally surprise us.
Maybe I think a lot of people don't know I like to write poetry.
Other than winning third place, your favorite moment from your trip to campus for the investment competition?
I would have to say probably visiting and spending time with our mentor, Otakar, and some of our other friends from Czechia that are studying at UPenn at the moment.
You are starting your own business-themed talk show. Who is your first guest and why?
I think I even mentioned this in the Forbes magazine, but I really like to meet and talk to Larry Fink, who's the CEO of BlackRock, because I think it would be really intriguing to get an insight into a man running a company, basically, or a conglomerate at this point that's essentially controls a ninth of the world's economy. So I think it would be a really interesting conversation.
Moimir, thank you for joining us on Future of the Business World.
Thank you for having me.
Discover more opportunities for high school students and educators at globalyouth.wharton.upenn.edu.